All right. What comes now is the very first talk of a centuries-long upcoming new tradition, and that is having Algo 68 presentations in this dev room here and all over the world. Well, it's not the first presentation all over the world, but at FOSDEM, maybe the first presentation ever about Algo 68 on FOSDEM, ever. And it's not Jose, it's you, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a funny thing here. Originally, we meant to have an introduction to Algo 68 before the actual use of Algo 68. Now we're doing it the other way around. We first show a use, and then Jose afterwards can go into some of the details of the language and implementation, of course. Yeah, anyway, we have Mohammed Reza Nabipour coming up and educating us or showing an example of use of the GCC Algo 68 implementation on a bare metal target.
So where should I put this? Somewhere. Okay. So hi. Let's get into it. So do not criticize my slides, by the way. No, this is Vim, and this is fine. So this is a demo talk, okay? Meaning that I'm not selling anything. It's just a random guy talking about Algo 68. It's your decision to use Algo 68 or not. People can make wrong decisions, bad decisions. It's up to them. Oh, no. Okay, it's Ubuntu's bad decision. I hate it. Okay, so I'm just here just talking about things. It's a beautiful thing, so I just want to share my experience with that. That's it, okay? Nothing more. If you want more, like, talk to Jose. Okay, why Algo 68? Because it's a high-level, because it's a high-level programming language. Okay, we like high-level, and I hope you use this old technology, doesn't, okay. So, if we classify, this is like just a random classification. If we classify program languages, we can say, okay, there are two macroassemblers and high-level programming languages. And for macroassemblers, it's useful for systems programming because you have the control. What's a macroassembler? You write some code and you can kind of know what kind of code it will generate. This is amazing when you need this control. If you're developing systems software, you need this kind of control. And my control is wrong. Okay. Yeah, write control. So as you can see, sometimes control goes wrong and, you know, oopsie doopsie. And example of these macroassemblers are C and Bliss, which is an interesting, older than C language, which has one more feature than C, which